Some people have argued that continuous creation introduces a new assumption into science, and a very startling assumption at that. Now, I don't agree that continuous creation is an additional assumption. It's certainly a new hypothesis, but it only replaces a hypothesis that lies concealed in the older theories, which assume, as I've said before, that the whole of the matter in the universe was created in one big bang at a particular time in the remote past. On scientific grounds, this Big Bang assumption is much the less palatable of the two.